Well, good morning. It is time for our Biblical Worldview Question of the Week with Nancy Fitzgerald from Anchors Away, based in Carmel. And Nancy, this topic today is a heavy one. Unfortunately, it's something that is happening. It's happening right now within the Christian church. We're talking about spiritual abuse today. I want you to start out by defining what is spiritual abuse and really what can we do about it?
Yes. And, you know, I think we need to preface this by making it very clear that many have been loved and cared for well by their church. This is not something that is a universal issue. There are many godly pastors and elders that are doing amazing kingdom work. So there we've said it. However, there are other churches and people groups who claim to be Christian that are abusing people who come into their so-called Christian community. And these people, you know, Steve and Kel, they come in with high expectations. They want to learn, and they want to serve and be served. And sadly, many of these men and women become victim of domination, manipulation, and control. That is spiritual abuse, and it can get in to all kinds of other issues, but genuinely, this abuse is dominating, it's manipulation, and it's control, and it is ugly, and it is evil.
Well, we see that not only in the larger context of the body of Christ, where right. There is spiritual abuse that takes place, but then take it down a little bit smaller and go from the macro to the micro of the church itself, your community church. What are some of those examples of abuse, spiritual abuse inside of the church?
Right. And I think we see in some churches, certainly people are talking about it, where there is just absolutely an overbearing legalism or church leadership, including pastors and elders, who attempt and often succeed to exert control over its congregants. You know, it's not a place where people can gather and have fellowship and be encouraged, you know, and learn how to become more like Jesus in the way we live and this and that and the other. But these churches and these people become self-seeking in their motives, psychologically manipulative, and just downright mean toward those who have an opinion and reject accountability. And it ceases to be the Lord's place of worship. This place where if you don't do this and this and this, you are abused within the church. They're mean. They exclude you. Whatever happens in those places, and sadly it happens all too often, it's horrible. And I think obviously God is not pleased with this, but there's very little difference between a legalistic, mean, authoritative church that, by the way, has no accountability going forward at all. The pastors in these churches gather around them people like themselves, and it's horrible. But there is no accountability, and it's happening all over the place. It is no different than a cult. And that's what's so sad. And Galatians 5:13 speaks to this. Don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. And then 1 Peter 2:16, again, just to support what we're talking about here. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom to cover up for evil, but living as servants of God. And I don't know. I don't know if you all have experienced any of that yourself. I have, you know, where churches, youth pastors, do not like what we're doing. They don't like it at all, that we are trying to raise up and teach people how to teach juniors and seniors to thrive when they leave home. And they see us as evil. They see us as somebody that's competing with them. And competition drives this group of people too. It's just ridiculous. And so I don't know. Have you guys had any of that in your past?
I did very early on, and it was such a situation that oh my goodness, this has easily been 30 years ago. And the people that I attended this particular church with, there was so much legalism. They are still suffering from the scars of the manipulation, the oppression, that kind of abuse. And I left. Others were afraid to leave, which leads me to the next question. If you realize this is the situation that you are in, you know, if you're being manipulated, if there is that kind of oppression, a threatening sort of an atmosphere, you can become afraid to go against the grain. What do we do? I left. Others were afraid to. What do we do if we realize this is happening?
Well, yes. And the thing is, like in cults, they get you so they stop thinking, and they beat you up spiritually and psychologically to the point where you don't even think there's a way out. And thank God in that regard, Kelly, for you, that you were able to get out of it. But that kind of abuse can and does wreak havoc on those who are recipients of that kind of treatment. And you know, Jesus came so we can have life and have it to the full. And if that isn't what your church is doing, again, we have to decide, you know, have I done everything I can to speak into this? And maybe it's time to leave. I don't know. But the point is, this is not the church that Jesus Christ would support in any way. And why on earth we feel that we would betray a church who's betraying the people within the walls of the church by leaving. And sometimes leaving, church hopping is not what God has intended. But to stay there and support a church like this is a big mistake. Mm. Again, if you're not upset with the kind of a righteous anger over this kind of behavior, you should be, you know. We're commanded to expose evil. And Christ continually called out the Pharisees, you know, like whitewashed hypocrites and this and that and the other. And we are called to love one another. It doesn't mean we have to go to church together, where it's called that we are to love one another and try to bring them to truth and bring them out. And I think here, too, this idea of praying for victims of abuse and the perpetrators as well, which is hard for me to do, to be honest with you. I mean, we have to. And it's tough when you see them actively, without remorse, hurting people within their church. But we need to pray for them. And we pray for the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and discernment as to what we need to do. We are called again to live as people who are free. And none of us should use freedom to cover up for evil. We are called to be servants and to love one another as Christ loved the church.
Well, Nancy, you'd mentioned the accountability, you know, and Kelly, you mentioned the legalism from the platform or the pulpit or from the leadership toward the congregation is a directional one. That's a direct abuse. Where we see a lack of accountability, it hurts the congregation in the periphery. It's not a direct abuse against them, but by default, the congregation and the membership of the church are not going to grow. They are going to suffer when there is a limit on the accountability of the leadership. And unfortunately, I think that we are top heavy on Western church when it comes to a lack of accountability. And what we see it time and time again, ministers falling from the pulpit because of a lack of accountability. And we need it. We preach it. We say it. We need it in our own life. You know, relationship, iron sharpens iron. But then as soon as we're in a position of power and a position of leadership, we go, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on a second. Don't question what I'm doing. I've been put here. So I'm going to do things the way that I see fit and call the shots. Well, eventually, it's not going to fall apart the day that that attitude comes into their heart. It'll be down the road, but we'll see it, and we'll see the same effects of that. And you mentioned, or I think that you have an example of scripture in Matthew 18 that's perfect for that.
Go ahead and read it.
Okay, I'll read it. It says in Matthew 18, 15 through 17, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen to you, take one or two others to go along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. And if they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen, even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Now, those are two very unkind words to be called in Christ's time, a pagan or a tax collector. That is to be placed on the outside.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's what he's saying. Some of our leadership needs to be dealt with.
Right. You know, I think we are not talking about just a few pastors or churches here. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's close to the norm.
It's a cultural
issue.
It is. Yes.
And again, Christians, if you're listening to this, say, oh my goodness, you know, I'm in one of these churches. Well, then start praying and speak up. And if they don't listen to you, as in Matthew 18, once you've gone through that, I think, I mean, you guys are in the more of the counseling part of things than I am, but consider leaving the church. If you've given it your all, consider leaving and pray and search for a church that is not perfect and without problem, but one that operates on sound doctrine and biblical principles. You know, I tire of hearing people say, well, no church is perfect. Nobody is asking for a perfect church. Let's get real. I just don't like that cliche. Well, no church. We're not saying that. Every church has problems. But if it's drifted away from sound doctrine and biblical principles and leadership right on down, then it's not a sound church. It's not a good decision to go there.
No.
It's like from the, you know, frying pan into whatever, boiling water. It just isn't, it isn't a good deal. But also I think for many that have been really hurt, to seek biblical counseling, to help restore their understanding and trust as to who God is, and to help them heal from the wounds of church abuse. Come on. In the end, God will have the last word. God will take, vengeance will be of God. But in the meantime, take care of yourself. And some of these wounds go deep, and we cannot gloss them over because you feel that it's against God to speak up. It isn't. He'd be speaking up. I believe he half destroyed a church one day out of anger, you know, in the temple. And I'm not asking that you go throw pews, but, you know, just this idea of us, enough is enough. Stop it.
Yeah.
And call it out.
Well, what about abuse that comes from people who mock and they're mean to people that are really trying to live lives for the glory of God? What do we do with that?
Yeah, I just think we expect it. I mean, you know, spiritual abuse or bullying can come against those that are trying to live a godly life and are not quick to put people down or to gossip or whatever. And honestly, I think when it happens, we need to see those people that are trying to hurt us as lost, Christians and otherwise, and understand that they too are broken like us, and they too are made in the image of God, loved by God, and they desperately need Jesus, you know. Scripture warns us, 1 John 3:13, don't be surprised, brother, if the world hates you. And sadly enough, the world is often our church. Let's just be real. And also Matthew 5:44, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, you know. And I just think we have to stick to our guns, so to speak. The scriptures, walk in light is God is in light, and learn how to handle these people that truly do not have any power over you. God is our source of power and redemption, and we need to follow him. Don't be swayed by people that come against you, and especially in light of this conversation, especially people in the church. Hold fast.
Well, Nancy, this is an important topic, and Kelly and I, last year we did a segment. I can think of two different segments where we've had an outpouring of people reaching out to us. And one of them was spiritual abuse. The other was marital abuse. And I just want to say and invite anyone who's listening right now, if this resonates with you, then pick up that phone and call us, 800-969-9467. We want to share in that story with you. We want to pray with you about that. Don't sit in the darkness. Bring it out into the light. It's something that is just part of our, it's part of our worldly culture, and it's okay to talk about it. And if you need that space to talk about it, give us a call, 800-969-9467. If you want to find out more about Anchors Away, go to anchorsaway.org. And again, tune in every single Tuesday right here at 7 a.m. on Mornings with Kelly and Steve so that you can hear these great questions and find the answers that you're searching for.